April 26. There is none upon earth that I desire beside thee, Psalm 73:25. Because we don't see the Lord as he is, we live a life of defeat. Our eyes are unsteady, looking in two directions, one eye upon the Lord and one upon the world. Many years ago in Allahabad I saw a Brahmin shopkeeper. He had one part of his shop of idols, and in the other part he kept the things which he sold, such as rice, sugar, etc. If anyone came to buy something, he would attend upon him, and then he would return to the other side, and attend upon those who came to worship the idols. He could do both things cleverly. He knew how to cheat the customers, and at the same time he knew how to worship the idols. It is the same with many believers. They have one eye upon the Lord and other upon something else. That is why they become spiritually blind. When you really want to see him, your eyes should be only upon him. We waste our time looking at persons and things which have no concern with us, and that is why our life is so barren. Even men like John the Apostle could be deceived. Our Lord loved John, and he had so much to show him and give him. You find more mysteries in the book of Revelation than in any other. But they were all revealed to John in his old age, when he was in prison and very discouraged. Then he saw things that nobody else had seen. Our Lord was able to show him the whole of heaven and whole of his kingdom. This privilege is for us also. Our Lord himself said in Matthew 13:17 that these mysteries are now revealed to us. Things which eyes have not seen, which ears have not heard, which have not entered into the heart of man can be revealed to us according to 1 Corinthians 2:9 and 10, provided we have eyes to see and ears to hear. But our point now is this: our eyes have been deceived and drawn away by many other things. What are the things that draw you most? Suppose you go to a bazaar with your wife and child, and you pass by various shops. Whenever you come to a sweetmeat or to the toy, the child has interest only in these things. And when you pass a sari shop, your wife says, "Look at the beautiful sari." Thus we are all attracted by the things that we like most. Now can you say that the Lord has given you eyes to see that you may learn to be drawn to him alone? If no, pray like the psalmist in Psalm 119:18, "Open thou mine eyes," ask the Lord to give you eyes to see, then you will see the beauty of the Lord Jesus such as you have never seen before. Look unto Jesus and go on looking unto him, and let no man or woman or anything else draw away your attention.